So let's go into Ra in the next 45 minutes. And I'm going to read a couple of sections through, and we'll hold comments and questions for a little while because there's a lot to say. So last week, or the time, we talked about sex in higher dimensions. And, excuse me, I have a little cough. So the main point that Ra is saying is that, first of all, chakras and the rays are not quite the same in higher dimensions as they are here. There still are energy transfers in sexual union in fourth and fifth and sixth density. So it isn't so that, you know, after death in higher dimensions, everybody's sort of alone, a monk on a cloud, or in some diaphanous, formless, kind of spaced out condition of dreaminess. It isn't that way at all. There are light bodies being used, and there are distinct other people, other souls with us, generally, for this sixth density. The body, of course, is light, and it's not biochemical. But there still is union. Therefore, there's still energy transfer in sexuality, and there's still the creation of new bodies, new forms for incarnation for those who come in. But they're able to see the harmonies between individuals. That means that they're able to see and know the precise energy conditions of each. And that means that they only choose mates that are highly, highly resonant and compatible. Yeah, we're starting on page 6, and we're now on page 7. So we did the fast review of sex in higher dimensions, bottom page 6, and starting the new with sex and wander, the ET soul, on page 7. And so, you know, there, what you can see also, if you read deeply into it, Ra is saying that the process is different in fifth and sixth density than it is in fourth. So fourth density is in some ways closer to third or smaller than the fifth and sixth. And fifth and sixth are more similar than they are to us than is seventh. And so we're getting quanta progressively more different. More formless, more mind, energy, unified being as we go up the dimensions. So there are crystal cities and, you know, George Jensen UFOs flying around in fourth density positive in some places. But that starts to fall away in fifth. And in sixth, it's all mind. And in seventh, it's basically in the swoop of infinity. And it's quite different than fifth and sixth, the condition of seventh. And so Ra sort of indicates that in seventh there's no sexual energy exchange. It's unnecessary to resolve body complexes. And it's really formless realm, as the Buddha taught, or Buddhism and Hinduism understands the highest dimensions. So let's start with the new material, page 7, Sex and Wanderers. So Don asks, 4D, 5D, 6D wanderers, what type of polarizations with respect to these various rays, the seven rays, do they find in them? So what kind of sexual polarization issues or sexual energy transfer issues do 4th, 5th, 6th, wanderers experience here on Earth? It's a very, very important section for us. So Ra says, and I organized it, this point, 4th density wanderers, of which there are not many, will tend to choose those entities which seem to be full of love or in need of love. There is great possibility, probability, then, of entities making errors in judgment, due to the compassion with which others, other selves, are viewed. The fifth density wanderer, Ross says, is one who is not tremendously affected by the stimulus of the various rays of other self, and in its own way offers itself when a need is seen. Such entities, meaning five wanderers, are not likely to engage in the custom of your people called marriage, and are very likely to feel an aversion to childbearing and child raising due to the awareness of the impropriety of the planetary vibrations relative to the harmonious vibrations of the density of light. So I'll unpack that later. Ra goes on, the 6D wanderer, whose means of propagation you may liken to what you call fusion, is likely to refrain to a great extent from the bisexual reproductive programming, sexual instinct, of the bodily complex, and instead seek out those with whom the sexual energy transfer is of the complete fusion nature, insofar this is possible in 3D. And further information on this complete fusion nature. Don asked, Ra answered, and Ra says, the entire creation is of the one creator. Thus, the division of sexual activity into simply that of the bodily complex is an artificial division. All things thusly being seen as sexual equally, the mind, the body, and the spirit, all of which are part of the polarity of the entity. Sexual fusion may be seen with or without what you may call sexual intercourse to be the complete melding of mind, body, and spirit, what feels to be a constant orgasm, shall we say, of joy and delight in the other's beingness. So, some wonderful teaching there. So this is very useful in many ways, these four paragraphs here. Not only does it explain the general tendency of fourth and fifth and sixth density wanderers, but it also explains or helps us clarify our process when we're working from a predominance of one of these three rays, meaning when we're working mainly from fourth ray in our relation with a partner or seeking a partner or with others in general, then we're susceptible to and we ought to consider the paragraph of fourth density wanderers. Meaning when we're predominantly coming from love only in partnership, in mating, in relationship, we ought to understand what Ross thing of the 4D wanderers. Likewise, when we're coming mainly from fifth ray or sixth ray, regardless of what dimensional origin we are, right, we ought to consider the nature of these patterns that Ra is indicating for wanderers of that corresponding dimension. So I'll explain that. It's not that strange, but I'll explain that as we go along. So, for 4D wanderers, such as, you know, the indigo youngins, who of course may be 50 years old by this point, the indigo double-bodies, or 4D wanderers, first of all, they're not many. That is not the majority of the 100 million, 60 million, Ross said, perhaps 100 million today, wanderers on Earth. It's a small percentage. Now, the fact that we see some in our crossings with kids and parents just means that that's who we're seeing. It doesn't mean that's the majority. I think Kate recognizes. I mean, go to the public schools in New York City or Philadelphia and look at the class of kids from 5 to 10. I don't know. I can't imagine you're going to find that 80% of them are starry-eyed, bright 4D wanderers. But Ross says there are not many 4D wanderers, but they tend to choose others who are full of love or in need of love. Likewise, when we're working in relationship from fourth ray predominantly, heart, you know, wearing your heart on your sleeve or come from the heart, which is a little bit of a tricky teaching these days. Tricky, not negative, but one that has to be a little bit nuanced. People say, come from the heart, just come from the heart. Well, if you come from the heart without adequate wisdom, one will make such errors in judgment. Errors in judgment due to the compassion, or the compassion only, or the surfeit or excess of compassion with which other selves are seen. So fourth intensity wanderer and us, when we're in a distorted way, coming from the heart only, coming only from the heart, can make such errors in judgment because we're too much in compassion, or the compassion isn't balanced by adequate wisdom. It's a very, yes, if you're only coming from the heart, or there's a love over wisdom imbalance, then there is imbalance. Love over wisdom is not better than wisdom over love, except that love over wisdom is generally goodly, and wisdom over love can become very negative, you know. So better to be love of wisdom, meaning love more than wisdom, but it isn't an end point. And as Sophie said, I've seen love is very much co-opted by the New Age movement. It's really been co-opted by those who run elements of the New Age movement. So, I mean, even BP oil, it uses a flower, a little red and, I think it's a yellow and green flower as the corporate logo. So, hey, that's pretty. I feel happy to see a red and green BP flower, but it doesn't change anything about what they're doing. So that's a corporate co-optation of New Age love vibration and love imbalance or love excess. There's also the New Age co-optation of that, and negatives know very well how to play those who are love over wisdom. I've seen it myself, and I've seen it in other cases. So love without adequate wisdom is a problem. And that's why we call this an advanced teaching, because love is essential, but it's not enough. So it's essential, but it isn't the end point. It needs to be blended in and leavened with wisdom. And so 4D wanderers and we, when we come love only in our relating, can make errors in judgment due to this over-compassion. And the attraction is to those full of love and those in need of love, which is also interesting. I mean, I can see that in myself, being attracted to women who need a lot of love, or also feeling attracted to where there is a lot of love. Lots of love is lovely, like a flower, you know. Flowers are full of love, and they're lovely. But it isn't such a good way of choosing a mate or partner. Fifth density wanderer. Now, this all pertains to us when we are wisdom over love, meaning when we're processing our path and experience mainly by wisdom without adequate love. The fifth density wanderer, first of all, is not totally or not tremendously, not greatly affected by others, the ray stimulus of the various rays of other, meaning the qualities of mind and being of others. And generally, a 5D wanderer offers itself whenever a need is seen. You see, what Ra is showing is the ways of relatively undistorted fourth, fifth, extensive wanderers. Okay? Fourth density wanderers have their own preferred distortions. Fifth density wanderers, sixth density wanderers have their own more commonly manifest distortions. So the 5D wanderer, as Ross says, offering itself a need is seen, represents the 5D wanderer who's pretty clear. Many are not. I've met a number of 5D wanderers, and generally they're a bit over-intellectual and hardened and too much mental and not enough love and a little too busy in the mind. And yet that's a response to probably having been naive before and having some disgust or rejection of the naive kindly ones who are love without wisdom or love over wisdom. So this is a subtle seeing, but it's very important because the essence of balance is the deep understanding of love, wisdom. And these are two different aspects of mind. Fourth and fifth, the blue-green ray, or green-blue ray, 4-5, is the heart of mind. The head of mind is 6 and 7. The body, or tail of mind, is 1, 2, 3. But the heart of the mind is 4-5. And that's another, you know, understanding the triplicity of body, mind, spirit, how the 7 resolves to 3, right? So first you have the void, and the void manifests as the original thought. The one original thought manifests as the one infinite creation of light. And that then split into 3 and 7, or the one original creation of light manifests a triadic quality of will, blanketing love, and energy. And that, those are the three laws, you know, the law of free will, the law of love, law of light, all under the guidance of the law one, or manifesting the law of one. So three elements of the law of one are the three main laws. So law of free will, law of love, law of light. Those are the components of the one infinite light field of creation. And then that law, the triad of those three laws manifests as the septenate, or octave system of 7 dimensions, 7 rays, 7 bodies. And that became the 10,000 things, according to the great Chinese understanding. So the great 10,000 things, the infinity of stuff, you know, including sub-dimensions and bodies and races and planets and groups and atoms and subatomic particles and all that. That 10,000 things came out of the 7, came out of the 3, came out of the 1, came out of the void, which is the un, or the infinity, the dark mystery, or, you know, pre-manifest infinitude of the glorious one infinite life. All right? That's a playing up and down the scales there. So the fifth density wanderer, and those that I've seen often don't marry, don't want to marry, don't like children, or don't want children. I personally didn't want to have children, you know, ever until I was 45, and only then started thinking that maybe that's nice. But marriage and child raising never attracted me. And you can say that that's because of a wisdom over love bias in me. So I can see how that works with a 5D wanderer too. And we can see that for ourselves too when we consider, the downfall, or the downside of being a parent, being a partner, being married. And Ron talks about aversion to child rearing and child raising. Why? Due to awareness of the impropriety of planetary vibrations relative to the harmonious vibrations of 5D. The density of light is 5D. Density of love is 4D. Density of oneness is 6. Then the choice, you know, polarity is 3. Self-consciousness here. So that, indeed, the 3D vibratory matrix is greatly disharmonious in comparison to 5D. 5D is a very fine mind. Very, very fine mind. Those fellows have a very fine mind. And my dear beloved Mark Cummings, as a friend, not a life partner that way, but beloved friend, a great man who was also framed and set up, and is sort of on the lam now, I believe, for the rest of his life, is a manifestation of a high 5 dB, I'd say, as Tesla may well have been. And so they don't care much. Anyway, 60, you can see Mark, this video of him appearing at some festival in Portugal for some reason, and you can see his mind a bit. The 60 wanderer, who most of us, many of us are, in 60 itself, the means of propagation, meaning how you make new bodies, is fusion. What is fusion? Fusion, in the second paragraph there, it's a complete melding of mind, body, and spirit. Complete joining. I mean, you're already in the dimension of unity, which means mind understands that self, infinite light is self. All is light and energy, and that's me. I am the infinite light field. And that awareness, which is native to the mid-sixth density being, shared in a fusion or a joining of whatever light, body, mind, spirit complex they're using. You know, they have a light, a mind, body, spirit complex too in 6D. It's quite, subtle. Very, very subtle. And Ra said, if they show themselves in their true body, they just appear as light. Probably a sphere of light. You know, into a orb. But a lot finer than that. So the natural body-mind complex form of a sixth-density being is a sphere of light. When the spheres of light join in sexual joining, that's called fusion. And so Ra's saying that the 60 wanderer has some issue with bisexual reproductive programming, which means the sexual instinct. Has a pattern to refrain. Now, what does that mean? The sixth density wanderer becomes celibate? Well, some do, yes. That's a different kind of refraining than a five wanderer, whose refraining comes more from an analysis, an intellectual assessment that, wow, this doesn't seem to be a good place for love and partnership, or for partnership, mating, and raising. The 60 wanderer just has a sort of subtle intuitive turnoff or hopelessness or a thousand varieties of thought related to their recognition that total body-mind-spirit fusion isn't happening much here. That's really what I want. I want everything. Yeah, I want my partner to fit me perfectly, 100%. Why not? Why not? That's how it should be. My levels and her levels and our level in joining are very, very finely tuned. However, why don't we want that? And honestly, the reason that I haven't been gung-ho about marriage until my 40s is really because I didn't want to make that many compromises. I'd rather have the suffering alone than have the suffering of being partnered and mated. You know, you're gonna pay me this way, you're gonna pay me that way. I'd rather have the catalyst of suffering of deficiency than the catalyst of suffering of inappropriate union. The catalyst of inadequate union, marred, M-A-R-R-E-D, marred, blemished, tainted, damaged. Poor, sadly inadequate union. I'd rather be alone and deal with the unpleasantnesses that come that way. And so Ra is, yeah, I thought that you would understand that, Sophie. I think that the other point that Ra is making here is that to consider sexuality as a body function only is to miss an understanding of true sexuality and what we are. So Ross says, the division of sexual activity into simply that of a body, a bodily complex, is an artificial or fake or unnecessary division. I'm adding the other words. Because from the perspective of the law of one and Ra and six density beings and six density wanderers who are relatively clear, it can be seen that all things are seen equally as sexual or as sexual equally. All things being seen as sexual equally. It's a very interesting phrase, sexual equally. It means equally sexual, which means equally of value in joining, equally joinable, equally fusible, equally able to be fused in joy with another. Body, mind, and spirit, all of which are part of the polarity of the entity. You can say it's the substance of the polarity of the entity, not only gender polarity, but the particular, positive or negative polarity. But in our case, and in 60 Wanderers, we're talking about positive wanderers. The polarity of the entity really is the imbalance of the entity, or the relative manifest time and space aspects of the entity. The essence of the entity is transpolar, transpolarized. The condition of our being that's of transpolarity, meaning beyond polarity, which is extensive, higher self, true self. And that's where 60 Wanderers are coming from. 60 Wanderers are coming from an experience of aeons, a long, long time, having been in six density, experiencing sexual intercourse being complete melding of mind, body, spirit. Complete one. Two becomes one. Because, in late 6D, the experience of individuality is quite diaphanous. It's sheer, a funny word, S-H-E-E-R. It's a very subtle, it's not a sheer cliff, but it's a very, very light experience of polarity, duality, individuality, separation in 6D. So it's the difference between a bodhisattva and a Buddha. So a bodhisattva is late 6D, and we have a helicopter overhead. How about that? So a bodhisattva is late 6D, and that's a blend of wisdom and compassion. And there's very faint, only faintly, a sense of identity, personal identity and separation for that being. And therefore, the complete fusion joining of late 60 beings is very possible. It's not really possible without a sense of oneness, well developed. And so when we talk about six ray energy transfers, likewise, the six ray, the sense of unity, there can only be a transfer when both partners are vibrating there. So, I share this oneness, you sharing this oneness. So that's very rare, for people to be living. Therefore, six-way transfer in sexuality on Earth is also very rare. But what this complete fusion experience is a constant orgasm of joy and delight, each in each other's beingness. I've experienced that on inner planes, frankly. And it's not a sexual titillation, but it has a quality of sexual joy in the joining or the union of simply being together. And it doesn't mean, physical action. It's simply being in the radiatory field of each other, being in the speaker, energetic speaker of the beloved. And, you can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And it is not normally available on Earth. And it's not even, in a certain sense, seeking physical sexuality is itself a projection of the glory of energy joining. You know, it's a very subtle point. When you take medicine, you're reinforcing the belief that you can't heal yourself without it. When you go down instead of up and seek the physical flesh joining, you're basically seeking that flesh joining as a means of joy or happiness, based on some lack of appreciation of the energy joining. And so just going down, you're sort of saying, this is the only way to get it. And the opposite way of going up, or just sitting together holding hands, fusing energy fields, is the lesser. So when you choose one, you reject the other. So it's very subtle, you know, but this experience of constant orgasm is not a pleasure in the loins, L-O-I-N-S, exactly. It's a total beingness joy that is sort of a constant. It's not a pulsed orgasm, you know. It's not a pulsing, you know, It's basically steady state. Steady state beating. Emotional heart pulsing, you can say, of continual joy and delight, you know, and that's a nice word that Ra chose. Yeah, I think it could happen regardless of distance. It's a matter of what we're talking about, you know. It's possible on the astral plane or on the higher planes of 3D without physical contact. So then I would assume that it would be possible while you're in your body, while the greater aspect of yourself or the greater beingness is experiencing that. It's akin to astral sex. I mean, it is a form of astral sex, but it's not coming from the very specific intention of I'm going to lie down now and get out of my body and go to the astral plane and have some sex. It doesn't come from that. It comes from being on an inner plane, being in an inner plane, and therein being with one's soulmates. And being therein with one's soulmates, some form of joining occurs. So you have to just be careful about this, because there are negative entities and elementals and thought forms that also would like sexual joining. And it's much lower in energy quality, obviously, than with another sixth density entity. So anyway, thank you, everyone. Send me an email or anything if you want to talk in the week. And have a good night. Take good care. See you soon. Bye-bye.